Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're right back to it. Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Like, you talk about having the balls to enforce it. I mean, we still got pitchers cheating left and right in this league, and Manfred doesn't give a to turn that rock over. Like, I mean, it's been proven with all the analytics and the data we have of what a spin rate of a fastball it can humanly possibly be. And it's crazy that there's still people above that. And they turn an eye to it. So, you know, I mean, again, it's his reputation on the line of how he wants to be remembered in the game and how he ran this game. And so far, in my opinion, it hasn't been going good. See how these rule changes affect it. It's makeup over a black eye. It's not changing anything. It's still there, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what rule changes. You got the BetMGM music hall right next door. You got Bruno Mars banging there every night. Who cares, Curtis? But Matt Strom's not happy. That is the Brad Foe Show, exclusive audio. Check out that where you find your Odyssey podcasts. On the Odyssey app would be a great place to do that.
Matt Strom from West Fargo, North Dakota, went to Neosho Community College in Kansas, married his nice friend that he met there, Megan. They have a lovely YouTube page. Very interesting guy. He loves baseball cards. He opens baseball cards that people watch.
doesn't love the pitch clock.
Very deep thinker.
Do you think it'll be a big impact? No, it's like a big deal or no deal with MFM. Do you think this will actually change the game dramatically next year? They won't really enforce it. Players are going to revolt.
If they mirror what they've done in AAA, there will be a noticeable difference in the product on the field, which I think the audience will respond to. Whether that's, you know, they're going to be doing NFL numbers, no. But could it be closer to what they were in the early 2000s? Yes.
A more enjoyable experience.
Yeah. And there's somebody just texted in, which is a great point. There will be a time, if this is effectively enforced, where we look back and say, wait, James will say, Dad, they had a game where they allowed people to spend 38 seconds in between pitches?
What's wrong with that? There's no clock.
Well, that whole nonsense that, like,
to teach young James about how things used to be.
That's my love about baseball, is there's no clock. Well, everybody has a clock on their wrist, and they have to get somewhere, so they'd rather not spend 5 hours looking at a pole at Fenway Park.
Do you like the new rule changes? And any thoughts on the Strom criticism? 617-779-7937.
Basically, why should I say that your time deciding what to pitch is more important than everybody else at the park?
Go to Jim in the car on this subject. Hi, Jim.
You got me on another subject now that you were just talking about. Curtis, let me ask you this.
Sir, sure.
Your business to watch the baseball games and to report on them, right?
My opinion.
Yeah, no, that's your opinion, but your opinion. But you got writers and everything that are complaining how the baseball takes a long time.
Well, it does take a long time, yep. A lot longer than it used to.
To you it does, Curtis, because if you guys are in that business, you should get out. Because I can sit there and watch a 20, 30-inning ball game and enjoy every minute of it.
Right, well, Jim, Jim, when did you fall in love with baseball?
When I was about 5 years old.
No, what year? What year?
Oh, hell, I don't know. Are you going to tell me, you're the old fart. The light's the way it is. I'm sorry, you guys.
No,
today,
Jim, the game that you watched 50 years ago was much different than the game today. It was much quicker.
No, it isn't. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I sat ball games. I sat through doubleheaders and stuff, and I loved it.
That's two games, and the average time of game was at least 50% shorter than it is now.
Let me ask you this, Curtis, and don't get in the business of covering baseball and football games.
I don't.
Commercials. Look at the commercials. Group. Commercials you're talking about takes up too much time. Commercials is where they get the money to pay the ball players also.
I didn't complain at all. We agree on that. I said that Matt Strawn was wrong to rip the length of the commercial breaks on national games because that's what pays their money.
Yeah, I know it, but I don't think the commercials, see, on my side, I don't think you should have the commercials that long because how many times have they come back from a commercial break? You got football players on both sides waiting for the commercial to be done, or the umpire telling the batter, wait a minute, can't let you in yet. Commercial's not done. That takes up a lot of time.
Or Nesson's just mitching pitches this year. They just come back late.
In 1969, a pretty good year, 1972, the average time of a baseball game was 2 hours and 27 minutes. The average time of a baseball game last season was 3 hours and 15 minutes.
I just don't think these players can see it really in there because, you know, like even David Ortiz, he had the memorable rant about how, you know, they were going to take away his ability to step out and adjust and blah, blah, blah. But since he's been retired, he's like the biggest advocate of baseball's got to change. I can't watch these games.
I understand the thought process of a great pitcher like Max Scherzer saying, I want to have, you know, the time to be my brilliant self. But part of understanding about a collectively bargained agreement where you each share the same revenue pool, the desire should be to increase the revenue. How do you increase the revenue? You get more eyeballs on your games. How do you get more eyeballs on your games? You shorten it because our attention span is going down and you can't do anything to stop it. You can't fight and tell a 20-year-old guy that, hey, you should be like Jim and enjoy long games. They don't. So you have to do things that attract that demographic so the players can make more money. Do they not understand that?
But here's one thing I would say. You know how hockey has done some things in the regular season and then reverted in the postseason? They should take the pitch clock away in the playoffs because you get into some of these fall games at Yankee Stadium when there's atmosphere and the game needs some time to breathe. Don't you think they should approach that a little differently?
So 15 seconds, you can't breathe?
Yeah, I need 20.
Okay.
Or 20, maybe just bump it up to 20 and 25.
Well, we can talk about that later, but the NFL every year, they changed a couple years ago. They allowed you to throw a challenge on a pass interference.
Yeah.
They didn't do a good job of enforcing that, so then that was gone. The puck that was highlighted.
Yep.
You know, there's things that you can try, and guess what? Doesn't work? All right, you scrap it.
By the way, no robot umps. That didn't make it. Wasn't even suggested.
No, well, that's because Greg has talked about the uprising.
Let's go to Luke in Needham. Hi, Luke.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. I'm enjoying the show. The problem with baseball is people like Jim, and there's too many of them still around that run the game. I mean, that guy is out of touch. I think someone brought up attention span. We live in a world where you can't focus for more than 3 hours. That's why the NFL succeeds. So baseball needs to change because this sport, if not dead, is dying, and it won't be around, you know, when Jim's 145th birthday rolls around.
So do you think these changes, Luke, get you more likely to watch next year? They're a big, at least a good step in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's entertainment, right? I mean, that's why you tune in. You want to be entertained. I mean, more runs, more production. I mean, people can hate on the steroid era all they want. It was by far the most popular span of time in baseball.
Yeah, Luke, and the other thing that you and I agree 100% is that balls in play have never been less.
Oh, you love balls in play.
Well, that's the whole name of the game. If you just want to see a guy play catch with catcher.
Did you see Bayo last night, the swings and misses? No balls in play. That is brilliance on the mound.
How
that is,
he allow
that
three
is baby
runs?
Pedro.
Yeah, that's good once in a while, but tell the children who are 10 and 12 years old that now you got to watch the 15th inning at 12:15 because nobody plays small ball anymore. They go for just the home run, and you know what I mean? It's just game has to change.
And this is consecutive years. Good point. So this is consecutive years where baseball is really doing, or 2 years ago, the guy on second base to start extra innings is a brilliant move. It has been incredibly well received. It creates even more drama for the bottom of the ninth, the top of the ninth, because you know if you don't have home, if you're not at home field advantage.
I like those. I don't like the 7-inning doubleheaders. Don't go back to that.
Okay, great.
I need a 9-inning game.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not legit.
8 innings, maybe?
Nope.
Oh, no happy medium with you. Tough negotiator.
Can you credit baseball for once?
Jesus Christ.
Can you say I love Rob Manfred, please?
Why would I love Rob Manfred?
He's the genius behind this.
He's a puppet.
Let's go to your hometown of Marblehead and talk to Fran. Hi, Fran.
Hey, I think one of the things that makes the game so long is the strike zone. Years ago, when I was a kid, the strike zone was lettuce to the knees. A third starter like Mil Pappas would throw 115 pitches in a complete game. Now 115 pitches gets you to the fifth or sixth inning, and they start rolling in the relievers. So if they broaden the strike zone, it's, right now it's like the size of a milk crate. If they make the strike zone a little bit bigger, it'll be easier on pitchers' elbows, and it'll be a lot better for the game. It'll speed things up.
But we are talking about a drastic change here. The bases are wider, the strike zone wider, pitch clock, no extra.
I'm not talking about a wider strike zone. I'm just saying let's go to the letters of the knee, letters to the knees.
Yeah.
Not wider.
Okay. That's still a bigger area. I don't know. Sounds bigger. And four's a bit. Either way, this is, you got to give baseball some credit here. This is dramatic for them.
But this is why the purists really do damage to a sport that they think that they're trying to save, like the gyms of the world. Lovely gentleman. I'm sure he loves baseball so much he'd watch it all day. Sadly, Jim, they have you. So you're not going to go and watch, you know, cricket.
Nah, they might lose them.
But they need to bring more people into the tent, which is why hockey has been so angry about the, you know, overtimes, taking a ice guy off the ice, all the different changes the NHL has made. But that's been better. The sport has been getting more popular, gaining more traction. And you know what? Soccer, if they really want it to be successful in the United States, they're going to have to do similar things too. But
I'll tell you, though, just an on-field Red Sox point, the shifts, getting rid of the shifts, that is not good for Bogart sticking around. You now need infield defense, and I know you love Bogarts. I do too, but let's be honest. Story is a much better fielder. They are going to go put Trevor Story at short because of this no-shift rule.
So how does Sam get these notes to you to spin? Are those, like, in the sky? How does he write those? And I'm sorry for using the Lord's name in vain.
How did the Patriots have your home address to send that jersey, by the way? That was very interesting.
The Patriots are just so thoughtful.
Let's go to Kyle and Lowell. Hi, Kyle.
Hey. You know what really killed the game of basketball? That damn 24-second shot clock. And then I'll tell you what. You know what else really irks my soul is how the guys have to get to the free throw line and shoot it within 10 seconds. I really miss the days when they could just take a couple hours.
Take your breath there.
I love four corners basketball. And Kyle, you know what else I hated? That stupid 3-point line. God, did that suck.
Oh, man, it ruined the game, Curtis. It ruined it.
All right. That's not the oldest game, you know. Basketball,
it was
Naismith was like
it
a,
was born an hour and a half from here.
Yeah, but you're going back to the 1800s of baseball now. This is a different game now. I'm not talking about basketball. We're talking about the OG.
What about the demographics of people that watch basketball versus baseball? Does it suggest that maybe the basketball was proactive?
Pretty much the same demo. Let's go to Spencer in Maine. Hi, Spencer.
Good morning. Ken and Curtis there. Spencer here. Same demographic.
Okay, haven't heard that
all,
in a while, Dino.
My point. Exactly. So, first of all, demographic. All right, Ken, I'm 34 years old, huge baseball fan. I have just recently been to a Red Sox game and a Portland Sea Dogs game. And this Portland Sea Dogs, they got a pitch clock. The game was done in like a little over 2 hours. It's fantastic.
Didn't you want to see more of Sadon Rafaela? That guy is going to be a stud. What did you think of Sadon?
Oh my God. Curtis. The other guy was right. I want to see bombs. And here's the kicker. My favorite, I'm 34, talk about demographic. My favorite current player, Fernando Tatis Jr., uprising star, he's going to be coming up. Hot from steroids. Everyone's on drugs, but I don't care. I own it. I want to see it. I'm invested in it.
God,
I
mean, just
take it away.
All right, so let's just cheat and just throw all morals out the window for the sake of some kind of sideshow that you can watch at a carnival or something. I mean, what happened to a little dignity in baseball?
Right, I like baseball better when they were betting on games.
The Savannah Bananas and the MLB.
617-779-7937. Danny and Quincy lining up early today, but we don't have time for.
Oh, he
right
doesn't.
Here.
He doesn't like it if you haven't waited through the break.
He doesn't.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, Danny. We take you now. It's only like a 30-second call. We have trending now. Let's stay on the clock. It is Ken and Curtis. We got a long show. We got a good bit of football to talk. Kyrie Thompson joins us at noon. We got BC tonight at Virginia Tech. We'll join in progress at 8 after Red Sox baseball. Fitzy and Hard on. You can listen to all this on your smart speaker as you're enjoying the summer-esque weather here in New England.
Yeah, and if you're driving down to Blacksburg, Virginia for the game, give us a call.
Absolutely. And just say, play 93.7 WEI, get that smart speaker cooking. Here is what is trending with Nick LaPan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
There you go. We're pan crushing it today. Samara Smith, theme of the week around these parts. Ken and Curtis. Ken Laird here.
Chris Curtis here. Is that
Did we let Danny hang on for like 15 more minutes or what?
No, we can't do that. I will not let you treat Danny, a man that I love, with that much disrespect. By the way, there's this video that our good friend Tony Maz retweeted of, is this really the size of the new bag?
No.
Okay, it's just a goof.
It's a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Hooked in by that wacky mass humor yet again.
It was an Atlantic League tweet. But so I would also like, I know I'm not going to get into it. Everybody's been a dad. I'm not the first father. But this is my first NFL Sunday as a father.
Yeah, no, you said this off air. I think this is brilliant. I'm not even in this mindset, and I should be. Go ahead.
I am getting up as I do around 4, because, you know, breaking it is the most difficult thing to do. I don't even know how long did it take you to finally get out of that rhythm to have you yet when you did the morning show. And
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you mean to sleep in on the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it takes like 3 weeks to disengage.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm up every day around 4, no matter what. And
sad. That is sad.
So, James and I get up. Tomorrow the plan is James Pudge and myself. I'm going to clean the dishes. I'm going to clean the house, whatever needs to be folded. I suck at folding. It's not on purpose, I swear. But other than that, I will get the house ready, and then...
The least surprising thing ever is that you're not good at folding.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Awful at folding. I have fine motor issues. So, with the goal of 1 o'clock, sitting my ass on the couch for...
Get the chores done today.
12 hours.
Be good for... Be clear the deck for tomorrow.
Clear the deck today, tomorrow morning, all the way up until kick.
And then would you get, now, Brady's tomorrow night. Do you get 1 to 10 or no? Do you have to take a gap from 4 to 7?
Well, I mean, I don't mind what I...
I mean, listen to Six Rings postgame.
Well, I'll bring that with me. But I, 1 to 4, the best, I mean, the thing that I cannot miss is Red Zone 245 to 4. It's just the great...
You would not watch the Pats and put the Red Zone on?
I have this little thing set up where I have my computer where I can get Red Zone, and then I have the TV with the Pats on. Go back and forth.
What do you think about Red Zone?
You know what? I think it's not that great of an invention. Let's get your thoughts. No. So it is my biggest, like, I cannot put into words the amount that I love having my ass on a seat and just watching football for that amount of time, especially with the Patriots. Week one, there's always crazy things going on. And I just am praying that I have that ability, that James is not, you know, throwing up all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Middle of second quarter.
That, you know, that we got to, you know, Pudge isn't screaming at somebody.
Good luck to you and all the dads out there.
Oh, good luck.
And the NFL moms.
NFL moms.
Do the reverse.
And, you know, stay-at-home moms and dads, whoever you are.
Good luck to everybody out there. Now, to catch you up on the show so far, Ken and Curtis, we started at 9, talking a lot about Bill Belichick so far and his discussion with Dan Shaughnessy, his rare conversation where he's defending his coaches on offense and saying place the blame on him. And also,
and by the way, I have Wi-Fi at my place.
Wow.
So look out. We don't have it here yet.
We discussed at some point, would you ever fire Bill? And then we got into baseball rule changes, and that's kind of where we are, right? In a nutshell, like 90 minutes?
I
do want to get some X's and O's breakdown from you. Can we get some Pats, Dolphins, actual game talk? Enough of this coordinator BS?
I really think, just a quick tease, Tyreek Hill will have an outburst on the sideline.
And oh, like he's pissed off.
And CBS, as they did in the AFC title game, will pan away immediately and say, oh, look at Tyreek. What a funny little guy.
Well, that could happen, but aren't you worried about the Patriots' offensive members, including like Wynn, Bourne, Trent Brown?
Well,
Nick, outbursts, meltdowns. That's the biggest concern to me.
I'm not saying so you said that you saw that they think he's going to play when he'll be active.
Yeah, well, he talked yesterday and said he's playing.
Oh, yes,
Mike Reese. I saw the report from Mike Reese.
Sorry, I'm a dad. but the I find him to be. I would rather he not play. I would rather see Cajuste or whatever the hell the other guy is, Ferentz.
Well, that's a key matchup. You put that for later.
Okay.
Your five keys to the game?
Well, I mean, two words, pad level.
All right, Danny and Quincy, how are you, my friend?
Well, first of all, I would rather hang on for five breaks if I got if it meant getting more airtime, Curtis. So you're wrong. I don't mind hanging on.
Oh, well, good to hear from you, Danny. Take care.
Danny's patient.
When the two talk show hosts, like Fitzy and Andy Hardo, talk for an hour, and they keep saying, "Oh, we got full phone lines. Our phone lines are full," and they just don't take a call.
Well, that's a lot.
Take a friggin' call.
They
I don't care if
call.
It's mine. Take some friggin' call. Well,
they're the worst.
Anyways, that's where I'm coming from. So as far as Curtis. And I do want to get to the Belichick,
okay.
But yes.
Would you let Danny talk, God?
As far as the players being petulant children, they work in the industry, Curtis. So they have a right to be upset about any rule changes. Personally,
who says
I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. I hate them all. Baseball is a provincial sport. The Boston Red Fenway Park was rocking and rolling a couple of years ago by young people. They took over the park when the Sox were in the World Series. If you win, they will come. If you don't, then baseball becomes a boring sport again. And that's the bottom line. I don't like
Danny,
any of
they
it
have
again.
You. You're not going to leave, so they need to bring other people into the tent. The young people got in there because they were cheap tickets. It wasn't the World Series. It was the wild card game in the DS. But
okay, so are you telling me if they didn't drop the prices, the stadium would be half full?
No, they would be full with different clientele.
Who cares? Who cares?
You just said it was young people. They wouldn't be full of young people.
I doubt it. I doubt it, Curtis. They get the money from their parents, which most of those kids get it from anyway. They're
all college
kids.
Danny, do you think baseball on its current trajectory will be around in 30 years if they do not make changes?
It's a provincial sport.
That's not an answer to the question.
It's become a provincial sport, Curtis. Any market that wins will get the crowds. And no matter how much you change the sport, it's not going to bring people into it. I don't care what changes they
attendance
bring.
Attendance across baseball was down something like 40% to 50% out
it's
of the pandemic.
It's not the sport. It's the audience.
But
it's
what are you talking
the sport,
about? There's winning.
The
that's based on the season prior where there were the same number of teams that were winning, which is your point saying if you win, people go. Then why is the attendance down 50%?
Well, you're talking about attendance across the board. I'm talking about look at individual markets. Individual markets where their teams are in the playoffs and continuously in the World Series. Look at those markets. It's case by case.
Danny, but it's not case by case. It's 30 teams, and they have to sustain a business model, and they've realized they're bleeding young fans, and they need to do things that will mirror their lack of an attention span. That's why they're making these decisions.
Mike, my argument is no matter how many changes you make, the sport will die. That's it.
Why does the NFL make changes every year?
I'm just saying, for you to call the players petulant children.
They are.
That's like a caller when they call. And I know you guys get so upset when a caller calls in and complains about the programming. And when you become a program director, call us back.
Danny, do you understand the difference?
Exactly the same thing.
Do you understand the difference? What Matt Strom is saying is not a problem. We have empirical data to suggest it is. That's why he's a child.
I don't care about the empirical data.
Right. Well, guess what? People who run a business do.
It's a dying sport then. No matter how many. Ken, I can't believe you. You want a person on second base to start in extra innings?
Yeah, I've come around on it. Yeah. I don't mind it.
No, I'm done with that. Okay? If you can't hit around a shift, then you're not fit to be a hitter. If somebody pulls a shift on you, learn how to hit around it. Adjust. It's the same for everybody.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you adjust a lot. You want nothing. Danny, you're telling people to adjust, and you don't want any adjustment to the game that you're watching. You can't have it both ways.
No, the players need to adjust. If somebody's pulling a shift on you, and somebody's in the outfield, our infielder's in the outfield.
How do you like it, Danny, when people call into a radio show and tell you how to do things? You're telling a player what to do. I don't like it.
That's different. That's adjusting your playing strategy is completely different than the executives trying to chase an audience.
Danny, give me some thoughts on Bill.
That's it. And Curtis, as far as I want to switch, because I love how people complain about Belichick when he changes. Oh, he's changing. And then you said, Ken, you said Kraft is telling him.
Yes,
to
I think
be
he
nicer
did.
And telling him.
You don't think
to
he told him to call Shaughnessy? Definitely happened. Yes.
Why don't you? Well, maybe he should take some of his own advice. That guy went AWOL for 5 years. He went AWOL. He went AWOL because of his own little problems. You got to be kidding me, Kenny. Well, you got to be kidding me. He loves Belichick for what he does for him.
Yes,
tell the crafts to get out there in the public like they used to. They get a free ride. You give them a free ride. The whole press gave them a free ride.
Well, Bill should say that to him.
All the bullets for them.
Why doesn't Bill tell him? Why doesn't Bill say that to Kraft? You talk. Why are you making me talk?
Well, maybe he does. Or maybe he just loves his role. I don't know why. You got to ask them that. And Curtis, I love about the Philly game. You keep going back to the Philly game. I was the only one that wanted Matt Patricia fired when he didn't put a spy on Falls there when he was in the steak and cheese option. Everybody knew he was going to get the football. And then you didn't believe me when I told you when Brady got coverage stripped in that play and I told you James White was wide open in the flat. You didn't believe me, but you went and looked it up just to see if I was lying.
Danny.
And you said he was wide open on the strip.
Danny, A+.
He was wide open.
Danny,
a
lot of talk about, not a lot of talk about Tom, but a quick question for you there about the Patriots and the guy that you said Shaq Mason can't pass block. Isn't it interesting that Shaq Mason all of a sudden acquiesced and restructured his deal to create cap space in Tampa? Why wouldn't Bill get him to do that here, do you think?
It's about his ability.
So they've improved at the guard position, you think?
It's about the games haven't been played
I'm
yet.
I'm asking
Curtis.
Your opinion, Danny. You certainly don't stop
I don't
giving
know
it.
How this offensive line is going to be.
Oh, we don't
Mason.
Know. Listen, okay. How many wins, Danny, before we hang up? How many wins?
You,
how many wins? We got to go.
You,
Danny, how many wins? We got to go. How many wins this year?
All
for
I can tell you is 90% of the players that Bill Belichick moved on from either sucked the following year
or the greatest of all time and won a Super Bowl. How many wins this year, Danny?
Great track record.
Why do you do that? I wanted to get his opinion.
That was Curtis, not me.
It wasn't. Why do you lie? Why do you do that? I wanted to get him on the record with his how many wins.
So did I. Call back. Give Nick your wins.
For the 30th time, when I'm in this seat, I don't control the calls.
Yeah, right.
You're so weird. 617-779-7977. You're the most honest guy I know, and yet you randomly lie here.
Danny had said his piece.
Okay, then just say that.
He's not going to give his
because
record.
Why? Because he was going to be mocked because he was going to be an idiot like he usually is.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give a record. He wants to see the games play out.
He just said, I'm not going to talk about something because it hasn't been done.
Right.
He had an opinion about what baseball's doing when he hasn't even seen it be done.
Let's go to Buddy. Are you in New York, Buddy? Where are you, Buddy?
I'm actually stuck in traffic on the turnpike in Wilbraham.
Oh, good luck.
Driving in to see my granddaughter for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
So, first of all, Danny needs to drink decaf. Kind of tightly wound. But,
every week.
He keeps going back to James White being open on the strip sack of Super Bowl 52. Like, my Lord. Talk about catching an ant missing an elephant. Anyway, carry on, Buddy.
No problem. The player infield location change rule here is asinine. So first of all, Danny was right. If you can't hit around the shift, you're fine. But if you put a runner on second in the 10th inning and your infielders have to stay in the dirt, you're asking for somebody to come up. You're going to have a designated bunter on each team, drop one down the third baseline, and your runner's going to be at third base with one out. And, you know, that's how you win a game. I mean, hopefully teams recognize that. But
devil's advocate, devil's advocate. I mean, I didn't see a lot of that in the shift era. I don't know if you did. It didn't seem like hitters did adjust to that very well. And isn't this just simply to create more offense? I mean, now that Rafi Devers comes up, they're not shifting him. He should produce more. It should be a more exciting game.
Oh, absolutely. But, you're taking away fundamentals of baseball that we all grow up with, you know. Hit to right, hit to left, wherever it's just not there. If players nowadays can't, you know, choke up or take a step back, alter their foot position, they're not necessarily good all-around baseball players. They can jack them out to right or left field, but, you know, to hit up the middle and to, you know, hit the where they're not. You know.
I guess, but, you know, like Curtis, you said years from now, we're going to look back and be shocked there was never a pitch clock. Do you think years from now, we're going to look back and say, oh, man, they should have never gotten rid of that shift. That was so cerebral of a game. You were a complete player if you could lay a bunt down the third base line. No, it's going to be
great.
Rafi Devers doesn't have three guys on the right. I want to see him swing away.
So the NBA, I don't know when they did, but they implemented illegal defense. Why? Because the zone was muddying up the paint, and they needed to have more room for the athletes and the great talent to be able to thrive.
Yep.
So you're not able to do all the defenses.
And there was a whistle every like 3 seconds.
Well, they still have illegal defense, but people have learned how to work around it, or they just don't call it if they don't want to. It's like carrying. Who cares? But the fact is that the NBA and the NFL have prioritized offense because that's what people like. So it's a totally different game today in the NFL. But guess what? It's somehow maintained its level or grown when every other major sport has done the opposite. So it's either, you know, you can yell at your audience and tell them that they're dumb and that they should read the newspaper and read books and not go online for everything, but they're just going to keep doing what's easiest for them.
Yeah, but so I know you're going to mock this when I say this. You mock most of what I say. But you don't want to piss off the people that are fans of your game either by going too far. And this rule, the one that makes me nervous, is the two throws to first base rule. It is going to be a bizarre game when a pitcher uses both step-offs or both throws, and the guy, you can't throw, and the guy takes off.
Guess what, Ken?
That is a drastic, radical change that I don't like.
I don't know if this will all be successful, but I promise you that these rules that they're implementing are going to be tweaked, just like every league has done. So if the two
some foresight and don't overreact and overcorrect right away and make a couple of adjustments. I'd have been happy with the pitch clock and the shift change.
Said that in the playoffs they need to get rid of the pitch clock.
Yeah, and then I like
hey, Ken,
playoff baseball.
Baseball is wagering that for every Ken and Jim and Danny they lose, they'll add 10 times
that.
And they'll add more. Do you get it? And guess what? If they lose the Jims and the Dannys and they add a couple college kids, they get a younger demo, which is what they're looking for.
Let's go to John in Maine. Hi, John. Sometimes the young is always known as the best way to go.
Well, only the good die young.
How are you, John?
Morning, Ken and Curtis.
Morning.
Good, you?
Good.
I just wondering, what's going to stop the managers from pulling the right fielder in 50 or 60 feet and moving the center fielder and the left fielder over? I think there's going to be ways to work around the shift. And as far as baseball being a dying sport, all these teams have 3 or 4 minor league teams. And there's, I don't know if the attendance is down across minor league baseball and semi-pro baseball, but I just feel like baseball is never going to die. there's always going to be fans showing up to games as long as they show up, you know, field of dreams or whatever.
One thing, John, about your first point there about managers getting around the shift ban, part of this that could be bad, they will go to replay to see if the fielder was too far to the right of the bag, and you could have plays that are erased based on review. Seriously, like, that sounds horrible.
Well, I have to tell you, there's never been more review in the NBA or the NFL, and the ratings are going up. So people like
it. So you want to see a review for 2 minutes while Dave O'Brien monologues.
It's not about what I want, Ken. It's
about them going to see if Bogarts was too far right hit is taken off the board or
Ken,
not.
Did you watch the NBA playoffs? Do you watch college football?
But answer my question. Do you want to see that? Just as a fan for entertainment.
I like the reviews.
Yeah, people
watch
it.
You want to see a review for shift positioning?
Ken, I'd rather see that than see a guy go 0-for-5 hitting the ball to the second baseman who's playing in right field.
I thought the point was to move the game along. That's why you like the pitch clock so much. And to speed up the game.
Just going
to
tack on the extra 25 minutes in reviews.
Reviewing positions of defensive players?
Ken, for the 30th time, I like that they're overcorrecting with the knowledge that they may tweak things back. It's better than incremental change, which is what baseball's been doing, which fails.
You're just slamming your fist down and saying, change, instead of actually looking at the rules and saying, well, that might not be a good idea.
I can't tell you the last time.
How about a little nuance?
I can't tell you the last time I watched a 9-inning baseball game. Just all the way through.
Well, you're not doing your job.
I would rather be kicked in the nuts.
You work for the Red Sox station, my friend.
I listened to 9 innings.
And I'm docking this.
I'm
writing this down. I have a foul. I have a Curtis file.
Do you see the ratings for the TV?
It's full of...
What does a two-share mean? It means that 98% of the people
our
watching...
Our radio ratings have been very good this year.
I'm not ripping the radio. I said TV.
Well, I haven't seen the Nesson TV ratings.
They're brutal. So
have you seen them?
Yeah, they're a fraction.
How have you seen them?
How do I get ratings? Whenever the people post them, Chad Finn writes about it.
I haven't seen.
First half of the season, the rating they were doing like a two share.
I'm sure they're down. I'm not doubting that. They're by the way, you mentioned the Forbes value. The Red Sox value dropped precipitously from year to year.
Right. Well, that was when you got moved to operations manager.
No, I've been a great partner. 617-779-7937.
Dock my pay because I don't watch baseball games when they're out of it.
Well, somebody's got to on your show. God. Start watching 9 innings, please.
Yeah, well, once I'm in here during the show, you can yell at me for that.
It's going to be one of those days. Now, Kyrie Thompson's going to be in at noon. We got some football talk.
Coco keeps score at home when she watches.
Yeah, sure she is. Can we have some keys to the game? Can we have some Dolphins Patriots keys?
I love it.
I would like a Curtis key, a couple keys. Give me a couple when we come back. Can we
do that? I'll see if
I can talk a little bit about the game itself.
Let me call Rich and see if I can borrow Keith's keys.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back to it. Ken and Curtis. WEEI. WEEI.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.?
Curtis requested a rejoin.
Am I supposed to let this breathe? Sorry. Go.
Rising against that blue sky. Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children?
Or when's this kick in? What the hell is this? Ones?
Praise is this, the okay, it's Alan Jackson. Where were you? 21 years ago tomorrow. 9/11.
Sorry, I feel bad.
That's okay. You're heart full of
low energy, though. It's not the 11th yet. It's 9/10.
Well, we're not on the air tomorrow, exactly. So I figured we'd play it. 21 years, so.
Let's bring everybody down. We're going to start to a Saturday. What the hell was that?
How does it bring people down? It's a commemoration of a pretty big day.
That's tomorrow.
Nick, I know he's your boss, but a little see you next Tuesday from Ken today. What's going on?
Well, he's got his coffee in him now, jumpy. So
I just got the Uber good. Eats just came. That every time it makes me happy. My God, Uber Eats, unbelievable.
Okay, so I have another thing that'll make you happy. You know, Ken hates history. We're only talking about the future. Bermuda grass. Two words, one key. Hard Rock Stadium, natural grass field.
Wait, is this one of your keys?
Yep.
Ooh. Now, before you get into this sounds good. I'm going to be hard-pressed. I have three keys. Do you have three?
I was just in the middle of one. Why do we have to be so organized?
I would like Nick to judge who has the better keys to the game.
Just say Ken. He wins, okay? Which one of us has a newborn?
No,
my
this
Lord.
Is good. I'm excited to hear this. Go ahead.
So, Pete Shepard took a selfie.
This took a turn.
I love Pete. Hard Rock is two words. Not that hard. You have the picture of the two words right behind you. But anyway.
he didn't.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
Who had the worst day over the weekend? Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Miami, I don't even know who they're playing, but they have a game today. I think it's a pretty good game. I don't even know. They are at home on the same field as tomorrow's game on natural grass. Tear that field up today. Slower track benefits the Patriots. Mitigates the speed of the Dolphins. So the game today, the Miami Dolphins are being hurt by the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are helping the Patriots.
Wow.
I think that is a key for tomorrow.
That's a good key.
Look into the status of that field for tomorrow's game. Quick turnaround. We know it's been a drought all over the country.
So it's going to slow the game down in general.
Slow the track, which helps the Patriots.
Good. Okay, what's your number two?
Number two key is your turn, because I really only thought of that one.
Oh.
I can do three, but you go ahead. We alternate.
Okay, Devontae Parker against his old team is a key. I don't know how to sizzle it up and, you know, spice it and make it as good as that sounded. But there's a reason Kendrick Bourne's been a little unhappy, I think. Quiet or, like, grumbling, whatever. They brought another guy in to supplant him as the top target. You are going to see a lot of Devontae Parker tomorrow. And it's against his old team, and it's against Xavien Howard. It's just the key to the game. They are going to feed him the ball, and I think he's going to light up the Dolphins. I think it's the whole big story Monday. Parker ripped, you know, lights up Dolphins. I don't know what the headline will be. I got to work on that. But that is my number one key.
My number two key, and I like it. I think Devontae Parker, I would set the over-under at 1.5 touchdown catches. Take the over. No. But I think he'll have at least a touchdown catch tomorrow.
Big.
They're going to want to get him the ball, feed him the rock.
Feed him.
And Bill will, as you alluded to, want to sort of highlight and reward the guy that's been on the program the whole offseason,
right.
Not the guy that's been complaining in Kendrick Bourne.
Correct.
So it's not that sexy, but according to a lot of the reporting I heard this week, I don't know whether it was Orlovsky or elsewhere, but the interior line of the Miami Dolphins is average at best on the offensive side of the ball.
Yep.
This is a game for Barmore to be like, look at me.
Ooh.
I am the next Aaron Donald. I am the guy that is going to be dominant. I'm Vince Wilfork, back in the home of Vince Wilfork, the Miami Hurricanes in Miami, Florida. You're going to see if the Patriots win tomorrow, Christian Barmore will be talked about five times on the broadcast, disrupting things. The only way the Patriots have a chance to really slow down the offense of the Dolphins is to interrupt Tua, make him feel dicey in the pocket, because there's only so long the zone the Patriots defense is going to be playing will be able to hold back there.
So wait a minute, are you saying the interior Dolphins line is worse than their tackles?
That Barmore has a huge...
He's got a big edge.
The biggest edge for the Patriots tomorrow.
I think I might lose, because I put Jude on down. Because I'm expecting him to be the dominant factor on D, because he's been productive in the preseason. Every game he's showing up. I think he's engaged. He's talking a good game. He was almost Defensive Player of the Year until he fell off the cliff last year.
At the halfway point, he could have been.
I just see Judon being a bigger story, but you're backing it up with some X's and O's, which I don't
well,
have.
Well, he'll have Austin Jackson on his side, and he is not good onto his blind side at the right tackle. And Armstead will be on the left.
So Judon
should have a good day tomorrow.
So who's got a better day, Judon or Barmore?
Probably Barmore.
Ah, damn it.
Yes.
Third key.
Third key, pretty simple. I alluded to it earlier. Need buttoned up special teams. I know they're not as important.
Special teams? You just lost this.
This is a game where on Monday, I already said the headline yesterday morning on the Greg Hill Show, Dolphins disappoint, Belichick buried too soon. That's going to be Monday morning, 28-24. The Patriots come home 1-0.
Based on special teams?
No, I just gave two keys ahead of special teams.
Yeah, but you just mailed that puppy in. God.
Am I in, like, bizarro world?
Well, you said special teams, and then you said the headline's going to be Dolphins disappoint. It's not related.
The Dolphins are the pick to click nationally. They're 3.5 home favorites against the Patriots. They got the new head coach. They got Tyreek Hill. They had Tua. Tyreek Hill said Tua threw a, quote, more catchable ball than Patrick Mahomes. If they lose to a secondary that just lost J.C. Jackson and Stephon Gilmore and have Jalen Mills as its number one corner, then that will be a mark on their team. The Patriots have lost 3 straight overall to the Dolphins. They're 2-7 in their last 9 games in South Florida. If they win, and the players will credit the 1 o'clock practices in Florida instead of practicing here, it will be a big victory for Belichick, however it's done. But last year, the special teams was not only neutral, it was a serious deterrent for the Patriots. The 3-block punts, the issues all over the field.
I agree with that. They got to be more solid, better coach.
Sloppy track could be turnovers and special teams, punt blocks. The last big win, I asked Belichick about the 2000.
Well, it's going to be great weather, not a sloppy track.
Well, the field's going to be dug up because of the Hurricanes. Right, There's a hurricane on the field today.
Okay. Well, you just lost it because I am taking it with the headline Monday will be Mac, Bill, figure out the offense. Those two, between the two of them, put their heads together on the sideline. I think you're going to see a lot of Mac and Bill huddling up in the middle of the game. They're going to circumvent Patricia.
Why wouldn't they talk to the coordinator?
I think they're going to say, well, maybe Hoyer too.
Oh,
good point. A triple header. Maybe Hoyer, Mac, and Bill, the brain trust. They figure out what works. That's the key to the game.
So there was a scene in The Office when Creed gets given 2 sheets of paper that are identical, but he's told there are 10 issues that are on one that aren't on the other, and he just does it all day. Do you think they do something like that with Patricia and Judge?
Knicks, who's got the better keys? Who wins?
I'm going to have to go Curtis. He took 2 out of 3. The grass was a good point.
It was
Miami
a good point,
plays like Southern Missouri or something today. It's going to get destroyed.
Yeah, but he had 2 keys. Ah, oh, jeez.
Well, you also, in his defense, you asked him for 1 or 2 keys before the break, and then you sprung a 3rd one on him.
Nick, I want to kiss you. You're finally being honest. I love it.
It's the Ken and Curtis Show. Kyrie Thompson will have his keys, I'm sure, in the noon hour today. Couple of callers, we'll get to these next, who are going to correct me, I think, on a couple of the rules changes in baseball. Maybe it's not as drastic as I'm thinking it is.
I have 28-24. What do you have tomorrow?
24-23. The more I think about it, it's going to be closer. Patriots eke it out. Tight game.
So money line it with the Patriots.
Money line.
If you're in one of our listening areas that has legal betting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.